The Trump administration wants to dismantle Obama-era emissions standards on vehicles. So some are looking to China for the future of electric cars, where the government has strict regulations to promote sales of electric vehicles. For proof, look no further than this week's Shanghai Auto Show, where the world's largest automakers are showing off their latest electric models. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports.
President Trump may not talk much about electric vehicles, but there's another American with better name recognition in China who does.
New energy can give us a new future.
The voice of actor Leonardo DiCaprio, popular in China for his role in the 90s film Titanic, graces the showroom of the Shanghai Auto Show alongside images of Beijing smog and children wearing pollution masks.
Let us reconnect with nature. Fill our lungs with clean air instead of pollution. Let us see beauty more clearly.
The commercial is part of a display for an electric vehicle made by Chinese automaker BYD, and its message is repeated by automakers throughout this year's showroom.
China's been pushing very aggressively to move to a greater mix of electrified vehicles.
Trevor Worthington is vice president of product development at Ford in Shanghai. The U.S. automaker has announced it will electrify 70% of its vehicles in China by 2025. This comes as Beijing is calling on automakers to sell more electric vehicles.
It's the largest automotive market in the world and will continue for the foreseeable future to be. You look at the number of kind of mega cities that there are in China, so the density of populations, and to some extent finding alternative solutions is absolutely not an unreasonable thing to expect the Chinese government to be doing.
By early next year, Beijing will require automakers in China to ensure that at least 8% of all their vehicles are electric. The government has subsidized charging stations for electric vehicles, and it's also paid people who purchase electric and plug-in hybrids thousands of dollars worth of subsidies. But according to Tong Xiuying of Chinese automaker Chang'an, much of the demand comes from Chinese consumers themselves.
In cities like Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou, traffic is very heavy and gas prices are high, so people prefer driving electric cars. But it certainly helps that these cities are offering big incentives if you purchase these vehicles.
Shanghai offers the biggest incentive, says auto show attendee Lu Chongzhong.
In Shanghai, you normally have to pay around $15,000 for a license plate, and that's after you win one in a lottery. If you buy a plug-in hybrid, the city will give you a free license plate just like that. That makes it pretty alluring.
But more alluring still is the big American truck. Lu and his friend join others posing for selfies in front of a Chevy Silverado, a full-sized pickup that's bigger than anything they've seen before on China's roads, not a vehicle you can plug in. The two of them joke they could fit a machine gun on the back of it.
I'm not sure China's ready for this. But Chinese cities are expanding and people are starting to move to quieter suburbs to live. One day when richer people move to the countryside, I guess they'll buy trucks like this. It's a matter of time.
And when that day comes, says Liu, maybe big trucks like these will all be electric too. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Shanghai.